I wasn't the only one either. I managed to spy across from me Jen Long from Radio 1 Wales, also checking out Hospitality. Remember, they had that wonderful single out recently called Betty Wang, I'm slightly obsessed with. Really kind of sweet Brooklyn indie pop vibe. Really great live show. The venue was absolutely jam-packed capacity. There was a queue outside. I was really lucky to get in, to be honest. And it was a very sweet set, really impressed with them. But I thought it was time to darken the mood, so I did trek over to the other side of town to see the Black Angels. Now, I'm pretty much a huge Black Angels fan, really underrated guys, like in the vein of the Black Keys, really kind of garagey 60s. The last album was called Phosphine Dream, and on Record Store Day last year, they released an EP, well, kind of a short outtakes EP called Phosgene Nightmare. All of these like psychedelic colours, like tangerine and turquoise, brilliant stuff. Anyway, it was like a homecoming for them because they live in Austin, and it was packed out again, massive queue down the road, people that haven't got wristbands. I managed to get in because I got a wristband, but the queue was phenomenal, and I was stood really near to the front with my earplugs because, you know, I'm a wise girl, and I nearly blew my ears off. Seriously, some serious vibration going on in there tonight, but it was like a homecoming. Couldn't make out too many new songs, but there was some hardcore people partying in there. And I think they lent their practice space to Dum Dum Girls, who did actually play a surprise show 6 o'clock tonight. I didn't see it. I didn't hear about it until afterwards, unfortunately. But as Dee Dee was in town with Crocodiles, as I said yesterday, as probably should have seen that one coming. I finished my night with the lovely Sharon Vanette, and I've been waiting to see her for so long, and it was gorgeous. The only thing I would say, the venue was the Mohawk, it was the Pitchfork Arena, and it was real nightmare, to be honest. People just talking over everything. Someone actually shouted, "You're rubbish, get off." Just weren't respecting the artist, and I don't think it was the right venue for her. And otherwise, she played Stubbs a couple of days ago, which is even bigger, the venue that Alabama Shakes like rocked. So I don't know, I think she needs the right ambience, and I don't think these venues are working for her. I was going to see Youth Lagoon, but unfortunately I'm tuckered out, so I am back at the hotel. But I will report back with yet more tomorrow. Hopefully I'll still be in one piece.